As promised, we're joined right now by a two-time Super Bowl champ, a member of the Giants Ring of Honor, the only player in NFL history with multiple sacks in multiple Super Bowls. For his career, 66.5 sacks, 510 tackles, 22 forced fumbles. He was the 74th pick overall in 2005 out of Notre Dame. He is the co-founder of Tux Rush for Literacy, and he appears today courtesy of the Mayo Clinic Comeback Player of the Year Award. Justin Tuck is my guest. Justin, good to have you back. How are you?
What's going on, Jim? How's everything?
Good, good, man. Good to talk to you, Justin. Nice to have you back. Let me start with your Giants really quickly. They've had some energy and some buzz over the last few weeks. Now they've got a Thursday night game against the Patriots. How are you feeling about your team right about now?
I think they're pretty much on par with what I expected from the season. You know, obviously, like you said, we've got a little energy and a little buzz, given the fact that we might have found our quarterback for the future. Danny Dimes looks promising. I think as we continue to rebuild this thing, you know, I think something that is a positive is that his play and the fact that I feel as though we have the number one running back in the league. So there's pieces of the puzzle as far as what the future looks like, but we're not there yet. And obviously, you know, the schedule's not going to get any easier, as you mentioned. We got New England on Thursday up there, and that's going to be, I mean, that's a tall task. But I do like what I've seen from them as far as, you know, putting the pieces together for what the future may look like.
Justin Tuck is joining us. So at the same time, as hyped as everybody is on Jones, a lot of people have been taking their shots at Eli Manning. As somebody who played with him for a long time, what is your reaction when you hear that?
Listen, everyone knows how I feel about Eli, and I get it. He hasn't played up to his caliber or what people came to be accustomed of his play the last couple of years. And, you know, it is what it is, right? He's been the face of that franchise for 15-plus years. What he's been able to accomplish in this league, I think, and just about any of us would love to switch seats with him. So, yeah, people are taking their shots at him now on his way, you know, out. But, you know, what he has cemented for his legacy in this league stands on his own. And, I just feel as though he's done it the right way. We all wanted to kind of see Eli go out on his white horse as he ended his career. It doesn't look like he's going to get the opportunity to do that, but I'll trade with him. I would love to have what he's been able to accomplish in this league and stand on that and not really worry about all the other noise coming from people outside of that locker room.
Justin Tuck is joining us. Let me ask you about this. One of your former teammates, David Tollefson, recently tweeted a reaction to Vontaze Burfict that included this note, quote, "I'm a guy that loves the physical part of football. Ask the guys I played with. That being said, Justin Tuck once told me, if we as players don't protect each other, who will? It really changed the way I approached how I played," end quote. So where did your philosophy come from in that regards?
Listen, I've always kind of been a guy that did not like hitting people in my head anyway. If you look at all my helmets, all the years I played, they stayed pretty clean. But no one would ever question the fact that I played with toughness and I played with, you know, passion for, you know, being physical. I just feel as though, unfortunately, somewhere down the line, we've misconstrued the message that, you know, the helmet is a weapon. It never was intended to be one. And I'm actually excited with how the NFL has approached this to hopefully take the NFL, the helmet a little bit out of the game. But listen, it's a fine line. We all signed off for what it is in the NFL, and that's to be physical and be a part of a physical sport. But I think there is definitely a fine line for when you use the, you know, this platform to be endangering other people. From a perspective of, we all understand what the research has told us on what the effects are long term of these type of hits on the head and so on and so forth. So I definitely agree with you know, David. We all are physical players, but we also have a responsibility to take care of each other and make sure that we don't do anything that's gonna, you know, directly have that type of long lasting negative impact on somebody's body. And that comes with it. That comes with the platform. That comes with you signing on that contract. So, yeah, I definitely agree with what he said there.
Justin Tuck is joining us. Listen, I understand that. I really respect that. I agree with you. That said, as a guy who got after the quarterback, and again, at the same time, you're not looking to hurt anybody, but you got after the quarterback, and what do you make of how the game is being officiated right now as it relates to roughing the passer? I mean, do you know what will be flagged and won't be flagged, or are you as confused as everybody else?
I'm confused. I really am. I get what the NFL is trying to do because the NFL plays, I mean, the quarterback plays such a big role in the success of this league. But I just don't understand how as a defensive player, you can expect to do some of the things that they're expecting these players to do when in the mix of some of the biggest people on the football field. I mean, defensive linemen have to toe that line, but while also, you know, doing their job and having 300 pounders either holding you, pushing you, or trying to stop you from doing their job. That's a tough task. And, you know, I get it. I get what the NFL is trying to do, but I just don't think they're going about it the right way. And it almost makes it look like, you know, other players aren't valuable because I haven't seen them make a big play on, you know, defensive linemen being cut at the line of scrimmage and some of the other things in this league that I don't necessarily agree with either. But, yeah, I mean, I'm glad I retired when I did because I probably would have been a player that it fell in the trap of getting fined over some of the hits that I've seen in the league. And I mean, it definitely made it tough for people who played my position.
Right. In other words, call it both ways, right? Just call it both
Absolutely.
Ways. Right, so you and I have talked numerous times over the years, not just about football, but about life and life away from the field. You earned your MBA from Wharton, and now you're a VP in private wealth management at Goldman Sachs. What has the journey been like overall for you?
I mean, it's been fun. I think it's been intriguing, and it's been challenging to step out of my comfort zone and do something completely different and a complete 180 from what I, you know, previously was known for. I think, you know, given the fact that I had a platform that was the NFL and the New York Giants and Oakland Raiders, it allowed me to meet a lot of interesting people. It allowed me to be in a lot of different, you know, interesting conversations, and I think that's something of the things that have pushed me to go to route that I have, and I'm loving every minute of it.
Right now, you're working with the Mayo Clinic Comeback Player of the Year Award. If we were to go back to your time at Notre Dame, you suffered a serious knee injury at the end of your junior season. What was your mental and physical approach as you came back from that injury?
Yeah, I think mentally it was something that I had never experienced before. I'd never been hurt. I never had the misfortune of missing games. All through high school and up until that point in my career at Notre Dame, I had been on the football field. So that little stint where I had with the injury and not being able to be on the field was something I had never been used to. And the experience of that is something that I'm trying to lend that experience to these kids that have went through it. I had a knee injury that set me out for all year. I mean, all the offseason, and I didn't handle that the right way, I don't think, now looking back on it. So I'm hopeful that, you know, the kids that we're spotlighting with the Mayo Clinic, I can be a sounding board to them on some of the things that they're dealing with, and hopefully that they don't make the same mistakes as I did.
Right. So finish that thought. What exactly is the Mayo Clinic Comeback Player of the Year Award? What's it about? Who does it honor?
Yes, it's an award that basically is highlighting kids who, similar to me, have had to deal with adversities through injuries or illness, and are trying to make the comeback. To be the previous athlete or athletes that they were before that injury. And basically what we're just doing is highlighting that, you know, even when you do have these type of adversities, you know, some of the strongest people that I've played with are kids who dealt with this, and the ship don't always sail the way you expect it to. It's a lot of things that go on in this sport where, you know, you got to midstream adjust. So we're honoring 30 players throughout 30 college football players throughout the season, and that'll all culminate in at the this year's Fiesta Bowl, where we'll have three of our nominees there, and we'll have a winner picked at the Fiesta Bowl this year.
Excellent, Justin Tuck, my guest. Before I let you go, you're a huge Yankee fan. How does the team look to you right now after sweeping the Twins?
I mean, they look awesome. I'm a little afraid is not the right word. I see Houston in our forefront, and the pitching that Houston has is going to be tough. But listen, if we keep, you know, having at bats like we've had in against Minnesota, against Houston, I see no reason why we shouldn't come out of that one as well. But it's going to be tough. And Houston is obviously the team that has been circled on every Yankee fan's calendar when this season started. So we'll get our shot at it.
It looks like it's going to be a collision course between those two. Listen, one last thought. There's a Notre Dame player that I really like and respect. I know you do too, Julian Love. He was a finalist for the Jim Thorpe Award when he was at Notre Dame. He got drafted by the Giants in the fourth round. Over the summer, he said, quote, "It's hard to go to Notre Dame and not know Justin Tuck. He was such a force in the community and dorm life. He was always around the team. And when you see he's the biggest guy there, he's the guy who's done it all on and off the field." So my question for you is, how much pride is there for you in knowing that you've left that kind of legacy at Notre Dame and that you still inspire guys to this day at Notre Dame?
I mean, that's big because I think, you know, unfortunately, a lot of guys that I get to talk to, their focus is solely on being an athlete. And that's, I mean, there's nothing wrong with that. But I just knew that given the platform I had, you know, given the people I had around me and the quote-unquote luck and blessings I had to play at a place like Notre Dame and make it there and then make it here in New York City, I definitely wanted to utilize that platform to benefit those that was coming behind me in hopes to be, you know, a sounding board or some type of lending advice or whatever you want to call it to those who was trying to do the same things I did. So to hear Julian say that, it means that I must be doing something right, but also it encourages me to continue to do what I'm doing because people are taking notice and it's being beneficial to, you know, other people, which, you know, if you know anything about me, that's what I'm all about.
I know that's exactly what you're all about. He is a two-time Super Bowl champ as well, a member of the Giants Ring of Honor, the co-founder of Tuck's Rush for Literacy, and today appeared courtesy of the Mayo Clinic Comeback Player of the Year Award. Justin, good to get caught up, man. I appreciate it so much. Always good to have you on the show.
Damn, it's always a pleasure, man. Anytime.
You too. Be good. Justin Tuck, like, when I talk to him like that, I feel like just giving the man money. I just want to give him my money.